Welcome to the Presbyterian Church of the Roses weekly broadcast of our Sunday worship service. I'm Pastor Cindy Alloway. We are the church in Montgomery Village at 2500 Patio Court and Haman Drive in Santa Rosa that was built in one day by Hugh Cotting in 1952. Today, our many ministries include a free hot breakfast program for the Montgomery High School students and a daily snack program to support the Boys and Girls Club across the street. When our church reopens in the future, we will resume our food bag distribution program and the Council on Aging Respite Care program, along with the many other outreach programs like the Girls and Boys Scouts, Al-Anon, a codependency support group, Qigong, and Tai Chi classes as well. You are welcome to get involved with any of our ministries that you see on our webpage at www.churchoftheroses.org. We have been having Zoom worship services during the shelter in place, but we are excited to announce that outdoor worship services will begin on August 30th at 10 a.m. on our front lawn. All are welcome to attend. Now let us sit back and listen for God's presence in the music and sermon message. God bless you.
There's a storm on the horizon, headed straight for you. There's one way out, push on through. There's no rhyme or reason you don't understand. Just take a breath, it ain't in your hand. Smile, the clouds will be gone in a while. Believe, the sun's gonna rise in your heart. It's a good place to start. God has a plan. That we can't see. There's what we want, and there's what will be. The weight upon your shoulders is too much to bear. Drives you to your knees, you will find him there. So smile, the clouds will be gone. Heart, it's a good place to start. God has a plan. To start, God has a plan. There's a storm on the horizon, headed straight for you. There's one way out, push on through. I've been there too.
Our second scripture reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 12. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself.
So we read in our passage from Romans to love your neighbor. When I think of some of the neighbors that I have had in my lifetime, that is sometimes easier said than done. Paul, the author of Romans, obviously didn't have Jimmy as his neighbor. Or maybe he did. My wife, Liz, and I, years ago, built a small house near downtown Santa Rosa that we lived in for a number of years. These were modest houses, and many of them had seen better days. The house next door was an older house that was owned by a woman named Marina. Marina was widowed, and her two adult sons and their families all lived together in the same house. Her son Jimmy was the oldest, and his two teenage children lived with him and the rest of the extended family. Jimmy and really the entire family were very nice neighbors. They were wonderful people. And yet Jimmy's timing always left something to be desired. You see, Jimmy was not the handiest guy, and he had seen me build our house next door to his, so he knew that I had some construction skills, and he certainly took advantage of them over the years. I can recall several times when he asked if I could come over and give him a hand on his current home improvement project. The one that I most vividly remember was when he had purchased a new dishwasher. I had just come home from work. I'd been framing a roof on a new house that we were building, and I was really tired, really exhausted from a long day of work. Well, Jimmy sees me just as I'm pulling into the driveway. He assured me that he just needed some help for just a few minutes. It would be an easy job. That should have raised the red flag right there. Well, the easy job of installing the dishwasher was anything but easy. This was an older house, and everything that could go wrong did. What might ordinarily take me an hour or so to install took almost 3 hours. And of course, Jimmy was more of a hindrance than an asset. He'd love to watch me work and check out exactly how I was doing, always getting in the way. The job took so long that Liz came over to see if I was being held hostage. No, it was just Jimmy and his dishwasher that were the problem. But once Liz and our one-year-old daughter, Allison, came over to rescue me, Marina, Jimmy's mom, was all over it. She insisted that we stay for dinner, and that was where the not-so-great neighbor became the wonderful neighbor. You see, Marina was Italian, and boy, could she cook. That night, she just happened to be cooking and making up her homemade ravioli and her special marinara sauce. This was really good eating. Fine dining without the fancy tablecloths and dinnerware. And the conversations with the whole family sitting around the table and Allison being passed from one adult to the next, well, it just doesn't get much better than that. There is something about getting to know someone, about eating a meal together, about putting our own opinions aside for a few minutes and just listening, that can change a relationship. Liz and I really didn't have all that much in common with Jimmy and his family. Their political beliefs were not exactly in alignment with ours. Their evangelical Christianity made me cringe at times. Their ideas of higher education certainly were not in step with mine. But even though they were in many ways dramatically different than me, they were my neighbors, and they became good friends. Love your neighbor. Benjamin Franklin was certainly not a Christian theologian, but I really like the way he summarized his religious beliefs in a letter he wrote to Ezra Stiles, who was the president of Yale University at the time. Franklin said, "Here is my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, that he ought to be worshiped, that the most acceptable service we render to him is in doing good to his other children, that the soul of man is immortal and will be treated with justice in another life, respecting its conduct in this. This I take to be the fundamental points of religion. Love your neighbor. The New York Times columnist David Brooks wrote an interesting article last week. He wrote about how we as a culture have descended into what he called a mean world culture. Brooks wrote, "Mean world culture thrives on fear and perpetuates itself by exaggerating fear. Its rhetorical ploy is catastrophizing, and its tone is apocalyptic." Brooks goes on to say that reality television, and he includes the 24-hour news cycle in that reality television, he says that that's an entire industry designed to give the impression that human beings are inherently manipulative, selfish, and petty. They prey on that fear, and fear sells. Now, when I look out at this group of wonderful people gathered here today, I don't see that at all. Fear? Manipulative? Selfish? No way. When I contemplate the topic of loving your neighbor, I believe that the vast majority of people want to be good. We want to be good neighbors. We want to be liked. We don't wake up every morning saying, "How can I be mean to the people I encounter today?" We don't typically go out of our way to sin or to be hurtful. Now, our unintended actions may be hurtful or even harmful to others, but we don't intend to hurt them, be it a physical or emotional pain that we might inflict. Deep down inside, we want to live out the words that Jesus so eloquently spoke, saying to love your neighbor as yourself. To put it even more simply, just be a good neighbor. But who exactly is our neighbor? I grew up in the suburbs of Los Angeles in a town called Burbank. The town I grew up in has changed dramatically since I lived there. When I lived in Burbank, it could best be described as homogenized. There was little ethnic or even socioeconomic diversity in the town. Now that started to change during my teenage years, but in many ways I had a rather sheltered upbringing as a result. But I also had the fortune of having a mother who was one of the early pioneers in teaching English as a second language in California. She often invited her students and their families over to our house for dinner. The parents and the kids were all welcome to come, and there were always a lot of kids. It was through those encounters that I first discovered that Jesus has a much broader range of people in mind when he talked about your neighbor. These were my new neighbors, even though they lived in other parts of town and were born and had lived most of their lives in other parts of the world. Yes, there were a lot of Latinos who came to the house, but I quickly learned that Colombians and Mexicans, even though they spoke the same language, were in many ways very different from one another. I learned what being an exile was from the Cubans who came for dinner, and what fleeing a war-torn country was like from the Vietnamese families who came. For the first time, I met someone who was a political dissident from Poland. He too was now my neighbor. There is one line in our communion liturgy that we often use that I think clearly says who our neighbor is. People will come from north and south, east and west, and sit at the table. Well, if we are all invited to the Lord's table, if we are all welcome, then we must all be neighbors. And notice that we're all invited to the meal. There is something about food and eating together that brings total strangers closer, that helps adversaries to see some commonalities, that brings clarity out of confusion. There's also something about the table that removes the fear and helps build trust in one another. Food, an equally important conversation that comes from that meal, breeds friendship. And I've noticed over the years that, at least for me, it is hard to fear or hate people who I call my neighbors. But what does it mean to be a good neighbor? Now, this is where I think we can take a lesson from Benjamin Franklin. Remember, he said that the most acceptable service we render to God is in doing good to God's other children, doing good to others. Now, that can be a whole lot of things, from feeding the Montgomery High School kids breakfast here at church, or to providing snacks to the Boys and Girls Club across the street. It can be providing money to the American Cancer Society. It can be holding someone's hand who just lost a loved one. It can be standing up for someone who has been wronged. It can be some reassuring words when someone has had a terrible day. It can be rooting out injustice. It can be working at building a house for a Habitat for Humanity family. During this pandemic, the simple act of making a phone call to a family member or friend is an incredible act of friendship. We as a community over the last few years have gone through a lot together. Fires and more fires and threats of fires and Russian River floods and smoke and even more smoke. We have a coronavirus that just won't seem to go away. A pandemic that, if we let it, will rob us of our humanity. We have been through so much together. We have been there to support and pray for one another. We have loved our neighbors as ourselves. And when our arms are open the widest, and when everyone is welcome to join us, that is when we are at our best, our very, very best. Now, I don't know about you, but I find the greatest satisfaction in my life is when we all come together, supporting each other, accepting our differences, welcoming the stranger into our family. And if we can have a meal, all the better. Currently, having a big potluck in Bowen Hall is out of the question, but we can still share that bread and cup, if only virtually. Sharing this communion meal that we'll share in a few minutes is a reminder that we need not fear. We are all God's children. The only enemy we have is when we don't put our trust and faith in God. Now, our reading from Psalm 149, I love the first two lines. It says, "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song." So what new song are you going to sing to the Lord this week? What new or old neighbor will you reach out to? People will come from north and south and east and west. Fear not, my friends and neighbors. Fear not. God is with us all. Sing a new song. Amen.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down on the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street. See a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I've been there a million times, a couple of million eyes, just moving past it by. I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second chance, so give me a second glance to see the way you see the people all along.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes
for just one second.
Lord, give me your eyes
so I can see
everything
that I keep missing.
That I keep missing. Give me your arms
for the brokenhearted, beyond my reach.
Give me your arms
for the ones forgotten.
Lord, give me your eyes
so I can see.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.